With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Today is the 50th anniversary of Medicare and Medicaid. Right now, nearly one in five Montanans get health care from Medicare, and the state's poised to expand Medicaid to tens of thousands more people next year. To get a sense of how important the two federal health programs are to Montana, and some idea of where they're going in the future, I talked to Bryce Ward, the Director of Healthcare Research at the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. How big is the economic impact of Medicare and Medicaid in Montana?
Medicare and Medicaid are large. They constitute about a third of all healthcare spending, which amounts to about $2.5 billion annually, just in Montana. And that's about 5.5 to 6% of total state GDP.
So of the $44 billion in economic output Montana puts out every year, $2.5 billion is just Medicare and Medicaid alone.
Yeah, that's non-trivial. And yeah, obviously that ripples through the rest of the economy in a variety of ways. They're a big part of Montana's economy.
I'm assuming that's projected to grow in the near future. Any projections or ideas of how much that's projected to grow?
Well, so obviously with Medicaid expansion, that will grow. We don't know exactly how big it will be because we don't know how many people will take it up and how much they'll cost. Then you've got aging of population issues, and so, you know, Medicare itself may also grow. And then healthcare spending overall is growing and is projected to grow at faster than the economy in the near future.
If you just look around Montana and want to see the impact of Medicare and Medicaid spending in Montana, where do you see that?
You see it obviously in the healthcare system because that's where the money ultimately goes, right? When Medicare pays for your healthcare, you don't get a check that goes in your bank account. They just pass it right through to your healthcare provider. What that tends to do is it makes the healthcare system a little bit more robust. Studies that have been done on when Medicare was created showed that the biggest impact of Medicare was that it provoked a supply response because hospitals and pharmaceutical companies and doctors and the whole system basically are like, wow, there's this new giant pot of money out there that we can respond to and we can plan for because we know when an old person comes, we're going to get paid for it. And you might see a smaller version of that with Medicaid expansion as providers who used to deal with lots of uninsured patients now know that they're going to have more solid funding, and that might allow them to change how they provide services.
In terms of the clinics and hospitals that exist in Montana now, do you think they'd look appreciably different if they didn't have that guaranteed funding from Medicare and Medicaid?
Yes, they would look very different. Medicare in particular is a big deal because old people get sick at a higher rates than younger people. Prior to Medicare or in the absence of Medicare, people would still get some amount of care and we would have some sort of system that would cover that. But in general, we believe that when people get insurance, they do consume more care, particularly if you're going to be sick, you're going to get more care. That large pot of money that then goes with those sick people means that as a provider, I can say, great, now I can enter this market with this service at this level. And then, you know, the system itself becomes more robust as a result of that. And, you know, people talk about that with the Medicaid expansion debate here in Montana, is that if you're a struggling frontier hospital, you know, dealing with uncompensated care from people who lack insurance, if you give them insurance, that means that hospital can, you know, now bank on a certain level of funding, which means that it's A, more likely just to survive, but B, you know, it's also more likely that it will be able to offer a certain level of service that it maybe otherwise wouldn't.
So for the 50 years that Medicare has been in place, we've had this volume-based healthcare system where doctors and hospitals get paid based on the number of procedures they perform, the number of tests they give, the number of doctor visits. That's changing now. And what is it that Medicare and Medicaid are trying to change and why?
They haven't fully switched. They've taken like a chunk of money and, you know, they started with a little bit and they've expanded it a little bit more. In general, the idea is the system collects you as a patient and then they get paid a certain amount of money for you. And then obviously, if you don't show up in the hospital, that's great because they get to keep the money that they otherwise would have spent on you, right? The idea is that let's change the incentive of the provider from, hey, you're sick, great. Now I've got to order a bunch of tests and do a bunch of procedures, to what can I do to make you well?
Will this new system result in bottom line, less money coming to the Montana healthcare system?
The goal is to increase efficiency. So that's to get more health for less money. You know, whether that is a net loss, I don't think people really ever project that. What we're trying to do is slow the growth. right? So historically, healthcare grew faster than the economy. And in the past 5 years, it slowed down, although the projections for last year suggest that it's now back above. And when healthcare grows faster than the economy, that means...
You're talking about the cost of healthcare grows faster than general inflation, right?
Yeah. Just think of every other industry's growth and then healthcare's growth. The size of healthcare's wedge of the pie chart grows when healthcare grows faster than the economy. And what that means is, particularly because half of all healthcare spending comes through the federal government in one form or another, or state and local and federal governments, public dollars, that means that now government budgets get squeezed. And, you know, now that you've got to cover your Medicaid, if you're a state, to cover your Medicaid proportion that you've got to cover, you've got to cut something else or raise taxes, and that's controversial. And if you're the federal government, all of the budget debates were really about Medicare, right? You know, I mean, that's what it's about at the end of the day. If you look at the projections of federal debt going into the future, it's a fundamentally a healthcare thing, right? You know, everything else is kind of under control. It's healthcare that drives this looming vision of apocalyptic debt levels. And so, you know, we need to manage that growth in a way that's more commensurate with the economy, or at the very least, be very comfortable that we're getting health for those dollars. Because health is valuable. Health by itself is valuable. So if we get health for healthcare, that's great to spend more money. But the research suggests that, you know, roughly a third of healthcare spending is probably inefficient. It doesn't produce a lot of health. And so the idea behind the switch from fee-for-service to value-based payment is hopefully we'll be able to squeeze out the inefficient care as we go forward in a way that, you know, it's not, you know, I don't want to scare people into thinking that suddenly there's going to be a lot less money in the healthcare system and that, you know, there's going to be a lot of layoffs at hospitals. That's unlikely to happen. But what we're trying to do is, instead of having healthcare growth at 6% and economic growth at 3%, we're trying to have healthcare growth at 3% and economic growth at 3%, and we're trying to get there by squeezing out inefficient spending.
There are tens of thousands of Montanans out there who are getting close to becoming Medicare eligible. Do they need to be concerned that things are going to change dramatically in the next few years as they become eligible and start using Medicare benefits?
Not in the short term. Obviously, Congress can decide to do anything it wants if there's the political will. Generally, people, when they start talking about slashing Medicare, the populace goes crazy and things don't happen. But setting aside political stuff, kind of in terms of just kind of what the health policy community is working towards, moving to value-based payment will change how you get your care. But the goal is to do so in a way that is better for you and not worse for you. There's three things that health economists have focused on as the kind of the big problems in the system, right? So there was access. We had a fifth of people who didn't have health insurance. There's cost. Healthcare is more expensive than we think it should be, given that other industrialized countries don't spend the same amounts as we do. And then there's quality, right? So those are the three things that kind of play together. So with the Affordable Care Act, a lot of the access stuff has moved to the background. Yeah, there's some people that still slip through the cracks, and, you know, at some point we'll want to address that. But at least in theory, we've gotten over the crisis of people not having insurance. So that leaves our two other things, which is cost and quality. And this move to quality-based payment is essentially trying to merge those two things. So that's what we're going to be following, is can we figure out how to do this? Because it's not easy. It is a shock to the healthcare system in that patients aren't always the most reliable thing. So, you know, they may move around, and who gets credit for them and who has to pay for them is going to be an issue. How do you measure value? How do you measure quality? Can we set up metrics that are reasonable but observable so that we can actually pay for quality in a way that makes sense? It fundamentally changes the risk structure of healthcare. And that requires somebody who went into medicine and I've created this practice and was built on this particular risk model. Now it's a different risk model. And how do I manage that? How does the system respond then to manage the risk in a way that the people who are entering the system are comfortable with? And that may lead to lots of consolidation. That may lead to all sorts of other pressures that will change how healthcare is delivered. So it's not a simple thing.
Bryce Ward, thanks for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bryce Ward is Director of Healthcare Research at the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at the University of Montana. We spoke to him on the 50th anniversary of Medicare and Medicaid. I'm Eric Whitney.
Thank you.